welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Three new short films explore contemporary Native issues in very different ways. The Native filmmakers behind the films all say they are working toward authentic portrayals of Native themes and aim to educate and entertain their intended audiences. Braids follows a Native grade school student during Picture Day. He struggles with bullying and a problematic school policy that both put pressure on his own sense of identity. Onunga director, writer, and editor Elise Achi Kegadu Beers says she intends for the young boy's experience to connect to Native and non-Native audiences alike.
I really wanted to dive into where you form your identity. And for a lot of us, that's 10, 11, 12. And whether it's outside shame or the bullying or the expectation of who you want to be when you grow up and who you see in those positions and do they look like you, that is all happening when you're around 10, 11, 12. That kind of projects your trajectory for the rest of your life. It's a turning point there. So I really wanted to just dive into that and show teachers how much representation matters, how much supporting an identity matters. And I also wanted it to be kind of a love letter to moms who really try to uphold their standards, uphold their children's identity, like the mom in Braids.
That is Elise Beers, director, writer, and editor of the film Braids. On the surface, the short film POW is about one boy's efforts to keep his video game console charged during a powwow. But its message expands beyond that to explore young people's cultural awakening and the importance of tribal connections. Cowlitz writer and director Joey Clift says the story grew from his own experiences.
POW is like loosely inspired by my experiences being dragged by my mom to powwows when I was a kid, and where I would, you know, sit in the bleachers and play Game Boy. And, you know, it's also about sort of my cultural awakening as I, you know, entered into my like teens and 20s, chatting with folks, you know, from all different tribal nations, from youth to elders, about like what it means to be Native and the importance of our culture. And as I, you know, grew older, I learned that my mom bringing me to powwows wasn't, you know, her trying to punish me or bore me. It was her trying to create, you know, another link in the chain of Native folks, you know, fighting to celebrate this culture that for a long time we were unable to celebrate. So I really wanted to cram a lot of those kinds of emotions and themes into the film. And then also just, I don't know, I'm a huge comedy guy. I, you know, grew up loving shows like The Simpsons. So, you know, I really wanted to cram a lot of jokes in to show that a Native kid can be as funny as Bart Simpson.
That was comedian and Emmy-nominated producer and television writer Joey Clift. Guts is also a comedy that revolves around a quest, this one about finding free food. Dene filmmaker Elias Gold says the film setting is both a tribute to his homeland and a bit of a jab to past filmmakers.
I kind of wanted to go for where mostly like where my family's at, kind of like they're more in the Apache County area of Arizona, so it's a lot of red rock. But I'm based in Utah, so I figured I'd kind of find a middle ground. And so, again, archetype, we shot it mostly out in Moab. And actually, we did shoot it all in Moab. And so I was kind of going for kind of just the vastness that I kind of grew up with. I grew up in Shiprock, so I love the vast landscapes out there. And I kind of wanted to capture that. So that's why we shot it in kind of this CinemaScope type look. I also kind of wanted to be a little bit ironic in being a Native filming in the desert, the same desert that John Ford would shoot in. So that was kind of another decision there too, but I kind of wanted to catch the vibe of just the vastness of Navajo land, of just how all that red rock just kind of goes all the way out there.
All three films are making the rounds of film festivals. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.